special report.
Some problems never seem to get solved. Take, for example, the problem of good food going to waste in America. Here's President Clinton back in 1996.
Thousands of pounds of perfectly good, healthy food is thrown out every day, enough to feed 49 million people a year.
And it hasn't gotten any better in the intervening years. Last week, the National Resources Defense Council issued a report saying Americans throw away 90 billion pounds of usable food each year.
90 billion pounds of food. That's extraordinary.
That's Kathy Jackson of Second Harvest Food Bank of Santa Clara and San Mateo Counties. She offers this perspective on all that good food going into trash cans.
We're wasting 90 billion pounds of food every year. We've got about 50 million people who are struggling with hunger. You don't have to be a numbers person to figure out that we've got enough food to feed the hungry people.
We can't just blame consumers. A lot of food gets wasted before it even gets to the supermarket. For example, Second Harvest found that many farmers were taking vegetables that were not cosmetically perfect, but still perfectly good to eat, and plowing them under.
And that was horrifying to us. And so our first efforts at addressing the waste problem came about when we started collecting that fresh produce.
Another way the nation's food banks are combating food waste is by deals with Walmart, Target, and other grocery retailers to have them donate food that's close to but not quite at the expiration date.
And get that into the hands of pantries and soup kitchens who can use it right away.
And if you have a backyard garden, there's no need that any of that go to waste, even in zucchini season.
When the zucchini kicks in, they can't possibly eat it all. There's a wonderful organization called Village Harvest, and they have people who can actually come out if you're just overwhelmed by fruit or vegetables and help you harvest that and get it into the hands of the food bank.
And by getting all this unused food from farmers, supermarkets, and even backyard gardens, an extraordinary number of people are being fed right here in Silicon Valley.
One out of every 10 residents here in Silicon Valley and up the peninsula are getting some of their food from the food bank. I think it's safe to say that if we hadn't rescued the produce, if we hadn't started the grocery rescue programs, we would be able to feed half that number or less.
That's Kathy Jackson of Second Harvest Food Bank of Santa Clara and San Mateo Counties. George Sampson, 1590 KLIV.
Listen.